With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump is asking the Supreme Court for permission to resume deporting Venezuelan migrants under a wartime law. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The administration filed an emergency appeal to the high court after getting rejected by a federal appeals court. That panel of judges left in place an order temporarily prohibiting deportations of the migrants under the rarely used Alien Enemies Act. The 18th century wartime law allows non-citizens to be deported without the opportunity for a hearing. The Supreme Court gave the ACLU until Tuesday to respond to the government's request. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem has had a visit with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum today.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem met with Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum for the last stop on her tour to three Latin American countries. Despite ongoing tariff threats by the Trump administration, President Sheinbaum said they would focus on security and migration, adding she would emphasize Mexico's sovereignty during her meeting with Noem. More than informing, we're going to share with her what is being done and also the coordination and collaboration that has been established with the United States. Earlier this week, Noem visited El Salvador's high-security prison where Venezuelans flown out by her party are being held. And yesterday, she signed an agreement with Colombia to expand biometric sharing for law enforcement. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The U.S. Naval Academy will no longer consider race, ethnicity, or sex as a factor for admission to the service academy. That's according to court documents made public Friday. The change in policy was made in February by Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, the Academy's superintendent. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 715 points, the Nasdaq plunged 481. This is SRN News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is dismayed that parents are not notified if their child asks to use a different name and gender pronouns at school. He spoke with the Salem Radio Network.
When I first came in, I signed an executive order that reinforced the fact that parents have a fundamental right to make decisions for their children's upbringing, their education, and their care. Parents have the seat at the head of the table. Yes, there are others at the table, quality teachers and other advisors, but parents must have full dominion over what happens in their children's lives. And it is wrong for a school system, wrong for a teacher, wrong for a principal, wrong for a counselor to take any role other than one that is approved by a parent.
Last month, a federal appeals court dismissed a lawsuit by the parents of a Massachusetts middle school student who self-identified as another gender without their knowledge. This is SRN News. South Texas is trying to dry out after severe thunderstorms.
Streets were flooded and authorities conducted more than 50 water rescues as many drivers were forced to abandon their vehicles on roadways and parking lots as some areas were inundated with a foot of rain. The National Weather Service says between 6 and 12 inches of rain fell in parts of South Texas in the past 24 hours. Palmview, located west of McAllen, received more than 18 inches of rain over the past 2 days. John Scott reporting.
The race to fill a Texas congressional seat has candidates, but no election date more than 3 weeks after Congressman Sylvester Turner's death left a vacancy in a stronghold for Democrats, who are eager to cut into Republicans' narrow U.S. House majority. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott has the sole authority to call a special election, but has not said when he might do so. More details at SRNNews.com.